Hey, welcome to a special podcast episode. We've got an interview with Lev, the author of Tales of Mere Existence, his latest book, The 7 Habits of Highly Negative People, is just coming out. You can get it at his website at ingredientx.com. And you can also check out his short film that's going to be playing as part of the SF Underground Film Festival that Peaches Christ is running. His film's going to be screening this Saturday, so go to peacheschrist.com to get tickets. So, we spoke to Lev real briefly on the phone tonight and talked to him about his comic. Here's the interview.
Okay, you're going to probably, I hope you can hear me okay. You're going to hear a little ambiance, some kind of out and about.
That's okay, it adds texture.
Okay.
So, let me ask you about your comic books. If you were to describe them or to have to sell them in like a 5-second or a 5-sentence summary, how would you describe them?
The comics and the animations, I think, really, I'm trying to write them sort of like from the perspective of somebody's inner monologue, I think. And the things that interest me the most are the way that people frequently are at kind of at odds with their own heads, kind of the way that people get in their own way to keep them from doing what they really want to do and getting what they really want.
What are some examples?
Examples. I think a lot of it is kind of based in shyness, kind of bits of insecurity, I suppose. Things like that, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And so where did this come from? Have you been doing stuff in this vein in the past?
Yeah, but I think that it's really this series where I think that it really started to come through, and I started to understand what that's actually what I was doing, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That I played with it before, but I wasn't sure where I was coming from. But I think now I do.
And the inner monologue. How would you describe the character that the inner monologue is conveyed in? Whose inner monologue is it?
Well, it's really does. I usually write it from the perspective of when I catch myself thinking in a certain kind of way, in a way that that I know is unhealthy or unproductive. Usually, when I catch myself doing that, it tends to make me laugh,
mm-hmm.
and so I tend to carry on from that sort of perspective, I think.
So it's the kind of the bad habits, the bad mental habits that people sometimes have.
I think so, but I certainly don't think that any of those little bad habits are exclusive to me.
Mm-hmm. So the universal bad habits we all share and enjoy.
Yeah, the little catchphrase I think I use for this is universally personal.
Okay. So stuff that we all do secretly, but everybody does it.
Yeah, that's the little tagline that I use a lot of places on the website is stuff you think about but don't talk about.
Mm-hmm. What can you give me some examples of scenarios that you depict?
I think that some of the ones that that tend to go over that go over kind of heavy, at least in a sort of theatrical setting,
mm-hmm.
that I'm standing next to some very rowdy tourists, that are the ones that where I go over all of the various things that make me horny. And there's another one that's called Jealous, where I'm going through and just speculating on what all of my ex-girlfriends might be up to, like, you know, at that particular moment, and it's all just what they're doing with their boyfriends right then. I think that probably one of my favorite episodes of the series is a new one called Conversation, which is really about how that when the couple goes to the video store, the process of selecting a tape to watch for the night tends to bring up absolutely everything that might be wrong with your relationship.
I watched Conversation on the website, and it absolutely resonated with. I've had that conversation, and it's been awkward and uncomfortable. And have you gotten a lot of feedback from people who recognize themselves?
Yeah, actually, that happens. That I think happens a lot. That people will frequently write to me and say that that they have had similar thoughts or had similar experiences, and I'm into it. I really like it when that happens a lot. It makes me more than I think other things. It really makes me. Those are the letters that really make me feel like I'm doing something right.
Well, that's great. You get so people contact you. Are most of your fans in local Bay Area, or are they all over the place?
They're absolutely all over the place, and that's something that. I'm very happy about that a substantial number of them are actually European. That in a lot of ways, I think that the material goes over better in Europe than it does here, and especially in the last I think 6 months, very large number of the book orders that I've been getting have been from Canada.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're a global phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon, I wouldn't say, but it's really, really feels cool for it to be global, and certainly not exclusive to the Bay Area by any means.
So if people out in the world or people locally in the Bay Area want to find your book, how can they get a hold of it?
Going to my website, IngredientX, just the word ingredient with an X on the end, .com, and I'm just starting to put it in some Bay Area stores. At this point, I don't have a distributor, but I'm looking into getting one. But at the moment, getting it to the website is the best way, the cheapest too.
Do you plan on performing anytime soon?
Not performing, but I'm doing a screening this Saturday night at the Bridge Theater in San Francisco, the San Francisco Underground Film Festival, Midnight Mass, and I've done that for a couple of years now, and it's easily the most memorable show of the year, in just that it's run by this wonderful character named Peaches Christ. And it's there's always a lot to remember from this one, that their performances and the movies as well.
We love Peaches Christ. We've had interviews and done other projects on the website with her. So, and that's always a great crowd at any Peaches Christ event. It's always great.
That I was unaware of that she's a hell of a DJ as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I've heard her quite a few times now on KUSF.
Really?
Always plays interesting stuff, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that about wraps it up for this extra special brief episode of the podcast. You can watch for our regularly scheduled episode in the next few days, and you can reach us in the meantime at sfist.com or on our Podomatic site, and you can also leave us feedback on the iTunes store for the Super Fisters podcast. Hope you are having a super evening. Bye.